if we truly died to our old self, it wouldn't have a voice in your life. If that stuff was dead and we denied ourselves, pick up the cross to follow him, that's why he said, I deny myself daily. Jesus said he has to deny himself daily, pick up the cross. So when your self rises up, kill it with truth. Live for Jesus. Amen? Lord God, I ask you to seal this word, Lord God. In Jesus' name, that the blood is enough, that Jesus is enough, Lord. I thank you, Father. You're awesome. God, you said these signs will follow those that believe. You said if they believe, they're going to lay hands on the sick. It doesn't have anything to do with the sick person. It has everything to do with the believer. Father, this is a believer priesthood. Jesus said, he who believes in me, these things that I'll do, that I do, he's going to do, and greater things, because he's a believer, not because he's a special one. No, because he's anointed by God to crush the works of the enemy. Father, I thank you that this reality and this truth would sink in and that we'd live by it every second of our day, whether we be at Walmart, whether we be at Giant, whether we be at the gas station, whether we be at home eating dinner with our family. We would live the gospel, we would sleep the gospel, we would breathe the gospel, we would completely just be like Jesus. Father, I'm asking you to kill anything that doesn't have to do with you. Kill anything that doesn't have to do with you. God, we love you. We give you glory and honor. Father, we praise you. We praise you, Lord God. Let your word be the dominant factor in our life. Let our circumstances not dominate, but let your word. You love us. You want us to be just like you. What child doesn't want to be like his daddy? We want to be like our daddy. Father, let us see through your eyes. Let us see through your heart. Let us understand that you're Lord and our circumstances are not.